Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers, Bengals, Sunday, 1 o'clock. People are texting in concerned about field conditions. Who cares? Beat the Bengals. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us now for his weekly matchup segment. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, you can stream the Bengals at the Steelers live at 1 p.m. Then you can stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Oh, we're great. What a weekend. What a weekend. Have you delved into the Pitt-Notre Dame matchup?
A little bit. I honestly haven't had much time to look at it. I've just been so busy this week, is just trying to get things done, the week-to-week jobs of just all the analysis and stuff. But I'm excited just to have it on Saturday. It's great that it's a noon game. I love noon kickoffs. Shout out to everyone that gets to cover a noon game, because those are definitely the best ones, because as soon as you finish, you're like, man, I have the whole evening ahead of me. Like, this is wonderful.
It is. I think it's a great fan experience, too, the noon kickoffs.
Yes. Like,
when I was in college, everyone wanted the night games because you drink all day and you get to act a fool, and then you go to bed after the game. In our advanced ages now, noon, you get it out of the way, and then I can still mow my lawn and rake my leaves and things of that nature.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Exactly.
We'll talk about the 1 p.m. kick between the Steelers and Bengals. The Bengals' defense is ass, and it's ass in just about every single statistical category. Do you think this could be a Jaylen Warren game, or do you think it's, hey, Rodgers, you sling the thing 65% of the time?
Yes. It needs to be everyone. This needs to be where everyone eats. They're efficient at all sides, and they figure things out, and this is the build up ramp to getting ready to play your gauntlet that's coming in a few weeks. Because even the Bears game, I think, is another chance for them to keep building up towards that. But this needs to be a week where the O-line protects Aaron Rodgers well, where they open up a lot of holes for Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell and Caleb Johnson. Adam Adorn, the Bengals aren't just a terrible defense. They're historically bad. Yeah. Like, people make the joke because Juan Thornhill said that they were going to be the greatest. The Steelers' defense was going to be the greatest of all time. And Mike Tomlin said they could be historic. They're like, oh, they're historically bad. No, the Steelers' defense has just been kind of mid this year. The Bengals' defense is actually historically bad. Like, they literally are on pace to have the most yards given up per game in 25 years. That is historically bad. And I talked about this on our crossover Thursday with Jake Lisco of Locked On Bengals. But, like, they're last in points allowed, last in yards allowed, last in rushing yards allowed, last in yards per play, last in third and long defense, last in expected points, last in time of possession. And the Steelers are terrible at time of possession. But the one team worse than them is the Bengals. This needs to be a week where everybody eats. I don't care how you do it. Get it done.
Chris, what do you expect out of the Steelers' defense? Do you expect any changes from the last outing against the Cincinnati Bengals? How do they defend Ja'Marr Chase this time around? Do you expect anything different?
Absolutely, I expect something different because they've been different since that game, and really since the Packers game, because they tried it again against Green Bay. But if you look at just the numbers, when I look at sports information systems and they do tendency charts and what the Steelers like to call, and from like week one to week eight or so, you can see the Steelers calling a lot, like a higher rate of one high safety shell looks, where you know it's either cover three or cover one man, and they're trying to set things up that way because they wanted to have plays where their cornerbacks that they really believed in could be on islands and they could just win, and that would set up the pass rush and they could be aggressive in other ways. They have basically abandoned that. In the last two games, even though they lost to the Chargers, I thought it was still a sound plan. They've basically gone like 70% two high safety shells to 30% one high safety shells. And what that does is they're still switching some of those to cover one looks to disguise them, but more often than not, they are putting both Jalen Ramsey, who's their new free safety, and Kyle Duggar as strong safety as the deep safety guys. And what it's doing is it's allowing those underneath cornerbacks and cover guys to say, hey, we're just going to be really aggressive in taking away these first reads. We're going to do everything we can so that this quarterback cannot successfully get this ball off underneath for a quick, easy pass in 2 seconds. And that's allowed the Steelers to get back-to-back weeks where they've sacked the quarterback at least five times. And so if they do that in this game and they don't allow Chase and Higgins to get loose early, and Joe Flacco has to throw it into traffic a lot, it's going to cause more problems. They also have to stop the run, whereas the Bengals have the fewest rushing yards per game of any offense. They have the eighth best explosion rate of on run plays because Chase Brown has been able to hit some holes. If they can stop the run and just take away the quick passes, it's going to allow this pass rush to eat, and that's the thing that didn't get to happen enough the first time around.
Chris Carter, host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. And, of course, he from the Post-Gazette joining us here. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Injury questions. Are you expecting James Pierre to be playing in place of Darius Slay, who's still in concussion protocol? And do you expect Highsmith, Broderick Jones? Give us a rundown of the injuries and how they might affect gameplay.
I feel like Broderick Jones is expected. Alex Highsmith spoke yesterday and said that he feels like he'll be good to go. I think Broderick, he seemed to ramp up. He went to limited yesterday. I think it's a good sign. Let's see if he ramps up to full today. Alex Highsmith, another guy you got to watch. But the way he was talking, it seems like if there's not a setback, he should be fine. I think they want him out there. Darius Slay, I just don't know because the concussion protocol is very tricky. But honestly, I feel like there's a chance for the Steelers to be like, hey, Darius, even if you're healthy, let's give you a week to come back here, because James Pierre has played very well for the Steelers. And granted, in limited spots, but he has been targeted 12 times this year, and he's broken up the pass six times. Man. Half the times that he's been thrown at, he gets his hands on the football. And he's a long, tall quarterback at 6'1", 6'2", like Joey Porter Jr. Both of these guys could be suited to say, hey, you know what? Be aggressive underneath. Don't get called for defensive pass interference, but be aggressive underneath. Don't let these guys bully you off the ball, and know that you got safety help, because this week we're running more two high safety shells. You know that Ramsey has your back. You know that Duggar has your back. You know that someone else might be coming over the top. That's where I think that this could be a little bit different. And if Pierre's in there, I think that's a difference maker. I know a lot of people bang on Broderick Jones, and listen, last week he just absolutely deserved it. But I think when he's in the lineup and Isaac Samuel's in the lineup, he looks like he'll be fine. That offensive line collectively plays better. They need to continue building their continuity. I think that's important. Slay is the one I think is least likely of the three names.
Chris, earlier in the week, there was talks about Mike Tomlin and a possible trade with Mike Tomlin, and the Giants, the New York Giants name was brought up. Do you put any credence into that? Do you think that could actually be a possibility if this season does go down the drain?
I doubt it. I think that down the drain is different. Like if they lost out, that would change, because like the Steelers just don't allow that to happen historically, whether it's Mike Tomlin or Bill Cowher had some 6-10 seasons, which were pretty bad. But like if the Steelers finished the season 5-12 or 6-11, then it'd be time like, okay, well, this one kind of fell out. Could we trade Mike Tomlin and get a first round pick for that? Maybe. But I think at the end of the day, the Steelers also recognize that like, historically, the teams that trade away great coaches or good coaches don't exactly win those trades too often. I think back to Bill Parcells, I think back to Bill Belichick, I think back to John Gruden, even though John Gruden, I think, did great after his 1 year in Tampa Bay. He went to Tampa Bay and then beat the team that traded him away. And so I think that historically, like, it doesn't always work. But I'll say this. If they do fall apart this year and you see, like, a bit of, like, you know, point, a lot of mutiny at the end of the year where, you know, even Watt and Cam Hayward are kind of like, I don't know what we're doing here. That's when it's like, okay, then it's time to move on from Tomlin, you know, because that's the thing that he's never allowed. Even though it seems kind of weird, it's like, hey, it's one losing season, he's gone. That's where I'd be like, hey, this is the line. Because even in Cowher's bad years, the thing that the Rooney's always hung on to is, hey, he didn't lose the locker room. And Tomlin's never lost the locker room either. That's why he's still there. But if someone comes a calling and says, we'll give you a first for Mike Tomlin, that's tough to pass up considering the quarterback opportunities that you have over the next 2 years. Even if you don't want to do it this year, I honestly think next year could even be a crazier quarterback market than what you see this time around.
Yes. The quarterback class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris, is Rodgers cooked?
I don't think so yet. I think there's very much things that he has in his arsenal. I think he had a bad game. I also think, what's his face? The guy used to snatch chains. Aqib Talib. Aqib Talib was on a show, and I couldn't remember his name for nothing. But he was on a show, and he was talking about this.
I just love how you got from point A to point B, though, Chris. That's outstanding. And
it's just, I was like, that's all I remembered hearing from him. He was a very good cornerback. I should have respected that more. But Aqib Talib was on a show and he was bringing up, like, guys, he's like, do you know that Jim Harbaugh, like, historically has Aaron Rodgers' number? And like, I would not let this be the thing that makes you think that it's over yet. He's like, I'm not saying it's not, but he was just kind of like, I'm like, the Steelers are still a first place team. They're still a 5-win team right now. And they've played some really good teams. They've beaten some really good teams. I'm not really all out on them yet. But this needs to be a week where he reminds you, okay, the time that I dropped 30 on these guys and we lost, I can do that again when we win. And so I think if he does that today, it puts a lot of that to rest. But I do think what happened is you got to see what happens when Aaron Rodgers is rattled. Like early on, Broderick Jones didn't give up a sack in the last game, but he gave up several pressures that kind of rattled
right away.
Aaron Rodgers and took him out of the game. The safety was purely because he thought pressure was coming because it had been coming. And then he looked and he was like, okay, pressure's not coming. Oh, wait, I kind of ran myself into Khalil Mack and it's a safety now. And so I think there's things that the Steelers have to kind of game plan for. Like, hey, we have to keep Aaron Rodgers out of these situations because he's not prime Aaron Rodgers that can get himself out of spots that he might mistake himself into. So that's why running the football makes a lot of sense. That's why putting Jalen Warren on third down makes a lot of sense, especially because he can help in pass pro and in the pass game. But there's, I think also that the thing is that it's a good sign in the Aaron Rodgers is there are a lot of plays that we've seen him make, like the missed corner route to Jonnu Smith. You got to hit that. And mm-hmm. He has hit those plays several times this year. If he can hit those, it changes everything. If he hits those in this game, if he hits Jonnu Smith, if he hits Kenneth Gainwell on 3 or 4 plays that he just either didn't see him or he missed him entirely, I think it changes the trajectory of that game because they probably get in the end zone a few times, and then it gives the defense some support. That's what has to happen this week against a historically bad defense. This offense has to get to work, and Aaron Rodgers has to be Aaron Rodgers. And if it doesn't happen this week, if they win 13-3 or something like that, or if they lose and the offense doesn't put up, you know, 30 plus points, that would be the first really bad sign for this season that I've seen. I thought all the other losses, Thursday Night Football, fine. Chargers are a good team. Packers are a good team. Seahawks, we now see as a good team. Like, okay, cool. Those make sense. But you lose to this team at home when you've had a chance to adjust and you've made adjustments, then it's like, okay, what's really about to go on here because the gauntlet's coming in 2 weeks.
Chris, excellent stuff as always, man. We look forward to it every week, and we will talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
Host of the Locked On Steelers podcast, also of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. There's a bunch to react to there from Chris. We will. I've got a Narduzzi take I want to drop by you, Doran. We got odds and ends at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Imagine this song playing in the fourth quarter if Pitt's ahead. The juice that's going to be in the stadium, Dorn. It's a sellout.
Yep.
There's a chance, maybe even a good chance, this is the biggest crowd in the history of Pittsburgh athletics. Not University of Pittsburgh athletics, Pittsburgh athletics. Because Pitt holds the record for the backyard brawl where Devonshire had the pick six.
That's right.
I actually put together a list of the top environments that we have had in Pittsburgh sports history.
Oh, yeah?
Or at least my lifetime. I can't go back to the 70s.
That you have been to?
No.
Or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay.
Buccos, 2013 wild card game.
Yeah.
That's got to probably top any list. That place was deafening.
Yes.
And 40,000 people sounded like 150,000 people. 2008 AFC Championship, I was there. It was insane. It was insane. And when Troy picked that ball off, the whole place, I thought, was going to crater into the center of the earth. It was shaking. And my cousin was getting nachos in the fourth quarter.
That's a shame.
What the hell? Devonshire game's up there.
Mm-hmm.
That place was bumping loud. Because I was down. You were on the sideline, right? No. Yeah. You were?
Mm-hmm.
You were down on the sideline. I was in the lower level. So that it was a wall of sound. I mean, it was really, really loud there, and the students were going berserk. The 09 Cincy game was a really good atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Really good atmosphere. Notre Dame 09 game was another really good atmosphere, just to name a few. Cowboys Steelers in 08 as well was absolutely rocking. It was like 12 degrees. Romo threw the pick at the end, and the Steelers came back in miraculous fashion to win the game. That one was nuts.
If they were to somehow host a playoff game, the Pitt Panthers, I think that would take it.
I would agree with that. Because it would have a 2013 wild card game kind of feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the ACC championship in Charlotte that Pitt beat
Wake Forest and Fake Slide, all that. You were there, and you said you never seen more Pitt fans.
Never seen anything like it in my life.
And now you'd bring it a game of, I mean, more intensity because it's a playoff game. Like, you're on a path to try to win a national championship, for goodness sakes, and you bring that here, it would probably be as good as it gets.
Yep.
As good as it gets. Other great games. I was there for Game 7 of the 2016 Conference Final against Tampa for the Penguins. Deafening. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final, I was covering in the auxiliary press box. That was nuts against the Sharks because the Penguins could win on home soil for the first time since the 1960 World Series.
There's nothing like a hockey playoff atmosphere.
Oh, my God.
I think that's number one.
It is the best.
I would say Penguins. I mean, obviously, because we're biased and we live here. And we've been to some. That is the best environment atmosphere I've ever been around in any sport. I mean, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
The vibes.
And it was better at the igloo. Oh, I mean, it was just.
The vibes?
I can still smell the igloo.
Same here. Smells like a bowling alley.
Yes, it does. Did. R.I.P.
And same with the Three Rivers.
Three Rivers, when it rocked too, was a different animal. It was. If you've got some that we're missing, you can text us, 412-928-9370. This was inspired. They did a top five pit crowds of the 21st century with Malzi and Donnie yesterday. Mm. They put together good lists. But if Pitt wins this game, it'll be on all these lists because this place will be going nuts. And if you're talking playoff game, God.
Clemson was up there.
It was.
That was a great atmosphere.
Yes. I was down there tailgating before that one. Had some pops.
We didn't even know we were going to be working together then.
No. And now we have daughters that were born on the same day.
Yep. And fathers that were born on the same day.
And we're best of buds.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Here's my Narduzzi take.
Okay.
I've been thinking about Narduzzi's quote all week. I mean, it's our job. But I wonder if he's taking pressure off of Hinchel.
For sure.
Because guess what happens if they lose? And I'm not saying that he expects to lose or anything like that. You got to think about everything. You're a head coach. You're a CEO. If they lose, I don't think you want it to be, oh, my freshman quarterback didn't play well enough. People are going to be talking about Pat because of his comments. He's gone nationally viral for this. And some understood it, some didn't, whatever. If they lose, he's going to come under fire, and no one's going to be talking about the youngster.
That's smart.
How about that?
Very smart.
Patty Narduzzi.
Mm-hmm. Very, very smart. You have been thinking about the comments a lot. I haven't thought about it. I thought about it maybe one time.
I'm guessing the team thinks about it the way you think about it,
they don't.
Because they're just thinking about getting the job done. They're insulated. I believe that. Like, I don't think they're hearing the noise. I think Narduzzi's done a really good job of
he
that
always
historically.
Has.
Yeah. This is a big game for Deuce.
Yeah.
Because Pitt's been the underdog and knocked out second-ranked Miami. They go on the road. They beat Deshaun Watson and that elite Clemson squad. Somebody that I know gave the pregame pep talk.
Penn State that same year.
Rare is it when Pitt is good, and the opposition is elite, and Pitt wins the game. This is an opportunity for that.
I feel that you're absolutely right. It's a huge opportunity for that, but I think that the reason why Pat Narduzzi needs to win this football game is because of last year and how last year ended.
Yeah.
I think you can erase everything that happened last year whenever you started 7-0 and you were talking like we were talking right now of Pitt possibly making the playoffs and look at this team.
Right.
And just such the vibes at the time were so high and then it just went to you know what. I feel like you can really get over the hump of what happened last year if you win a football game like this.
Yeah, because the flip side is even if it's only for a week because you go beat Georgia Tech in Miami, people are going to go, oh, man, not again. Is it going to happen again?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost worse on that side of
it.
Like, if it happens, it's an L. If they don't play well, oh, geez, we've seen this fish before.
Right.
So just to keep the haters away, that's a good point. Texter, Mario's return, absolutely. 1992 Blackhawks-Pens in the Stanley Cup Final, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to be here to believe it. That's my Mike Lang. When Kunitz scored to send the Penguins to the Stanley Cup against Carlson in Ottawa, I mean, the lid came off the damn place. Absolutely. Texter, if I have to hear Crowley say, choose your own adventure one more time, I'm going to lose my bleep. Choose your own adventure. 412-928-9370. The Peterson Event Center, just so many games back in the heyday where it was one of the toughest, if not the toughest places to play in all of college basketball. They would flash the graphic. They didn't lose non-conference games there ever. The Oakland Zoo was off the hook. Hardest ticket in town.
Yeah.
So really, there's so many games, the UConn games, backyard brawls, Syracuse games that pop into mind. But yeah, the Pete back in the early 2000s was absolutely nuts. 2003 Virginia Tech game someone texted in. Yeah, that was a great one too.
Michael Vick? No. Was that Michael Vick?
No. No.
Who? Kevin Jones?
Yep.
Marcus Vick. That was Marcus Vick.
Too many Vicks.
I think it was Marcus Vick, right? Yeah, it was after Michael.
All right.
Michael Vick was ridiculous in college.
He was insane in the pros, but in college, oh
my gosh. I remember Vick being so, like, well, I was, what, 12, 13 years old, and just being like, who is this guy? He was like a freshman, sophomore.
And Pitt fans didn't like Virginia Tech fans back then, and West Virginia fans still don't like Virginia Tech fans. Good rivalry there. But, I mean, if you can't respect what that guy did in college, holy cow.
Mm.
And really, think about what he'd do in this era now with the designs of offense. He'd be unstoppable.
An RPO.
And he'd have been a four-year player, you know. Well, maybe. I mean, NIL, things of that nature. All right, coming up next, odds and ends. We've talked a lot of Pitt-Notre Dame. We will continue to do so. Pitt-Notre Dame game legend, Tyler Palko, going to be joining us at 9:35. But up next, it's odds and ends as we break down Steelers and Bengals. Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's right. It's time for odds and ends. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Usually we do it at 9:35 on Fridays. We've got Tyler Palko talking Pitt Notre Dame in his 0-4 performance at 9:35. Let's break down Steelers Bengals the way only we can. Yeah.
1 p.m. Sunday kickoff, baby. Turf is going to be all messed up from Pitt Notre Dame. People are going to be upset. Oh, well. Steelers need a win. Let's go. Aaron Rodgers over under 230 and a half passing yards.
I feel like there's going to be a theme to this, and the theme is going to be over. The Steelers' defense has been good the last couple of weeks. It was not good against Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth affair. I'm going over on Aaron Rodgers against the porous, historically bad Bengals defense.
The answer is over. It's not a guess.
It isn't a guess, is it?
I'm going under.
What?
Whoa!
227. He throws for 227, so slightly under for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers over under 31 and a half passing attempts.
I'm going to go over. I think they're going to pretty much be able to do whatever they want. I think they're going to run the ball effectively. 31 and a half ain't that much. I'm going over.
Over.
I'm going to go over as well. Joe Flacco, over under 260 and a half passing yards.
Joe Flacco, last time out, threw for over 400 yards. Last time against the Steelers, threw for 360 and three touchdowns. I know the Steelers have a different defensive configuration with the safeties now that they didn't play at safety and didn't have the last time out. I still think he's going to get his, and they throw the ball almost 70% of the time. So I'm going over.
Over.
Over as well. Joe Flacco over under 38 and a half passing attempts.
Absolutely over. He threw it 48 times in the first game. He's the straw that stirs that drink until Joe Burrow comes back. He's going over.
Over.
Over as well. Jaylen Warren over under 75 and a half rushing yards.
He had 70 last week on 14 carries. Give him the ball 20 times. Play him on third downs. They can't stop a nosebleed. They don't have Logan Wilson. They traded him to Dallas. He was their only good player. Over, but I'm kind of hoping it's over.
I don't have that much faith in their running game right now. I'm going to say under to that.
I'm going to say slightly under as well. Chase Brown, over under 50 and a half rushing yards.
He's been boom or bust. Last 3 weeks, over 100 yards from scrimmage, including rushing for 100 against the Steelers. They know what he's all about now. They're gonna slow him down, but I still think he gets over 50.
Under.
Over. DK Metcalf, over under 55 and a half receiving yards.
DK Metcalf averaging fewer catches, fewer yards than at any point in his NFL career. But the Bengals stink. Over, please. Please. Over.
Over.
Yeah, I think this is the game where he finally gets back on track, so I'm going to go over. Calvin Austin, over under 30 and a half receiving yards.
Over under passes that clang off his hands and into defenders' hands. I'll set that line at 0.5. I'm going over. You got to throw it to somebody.
Over.
Slightly under. Pat Freiermuth, over under 20 and a half receiving yards.
I'm going over. He's eaten the Bengals alive, including the last time, including the go-ahead touchdown in the waning moments. Over.
Over.
Over as well. Darnell Washington, over under 15 and a half receiving
all
yards.
All the tight ends be eaten on Sunday, Doran. Over.
Under.
Over. Jonnu Smith, over under 20 and a half receiving
yards. All the tight ends be eaten on Sunday, Doran. Over.
Under.
Over. Ja'Marr Chase, over under 90 and a half receiving yards.
Over.
Over.
Over as well. T. Higgins, over under 60 and a half receiving yards.
Is he going to get the James Pierre treatment? Over.
Can you repeat the line? I'm sorry.
60 and a half.
Over.
Over as well. DK Metcalf, over under 4.5 receptions.
Over.
Under, he's going to have 4.
I'm with you, Kallus. Under, he's going to have 4. Jaylen Warren, over under 3.5 receptions.
I'd like to see him on third downs. I think they can make a concerted effort to get him involved. I'm going over.
I say over. I say he has 4 as well.
I say under. He has 3. Pat Freiermuth, over under 3.5 receptions.
Over.
Freiermuth?
Yep.
Under.
I'm going to go over. Roman Wilson over under 2.5 receptions.
I've said over for all of them, haven't I?
Over.
Over.
Under. He has 2. Ja'Marr Chase over under 9.5 receptions.
Well, he had 16 last time, had 2 drops and one that got overturned. He could have had 19, so I think you're going to go over on that guy.
Yeah, over.
Over. T. Higgins over under 5.5 receptions.
Over.
Under, but he'll have 5.
I'm with you, Kyle. Under, he will have 5. T.J. Watt over under 1.5 sacks.
Under. They only sacked him twice last time.
Well, that would be the over then, wouldn't it?
He sacked him twice? He said they.
Oh, they. Right. Okay, under.
Under as well. I think he has 1 sack. Will MVS be active?
No.
No.
No. Will Aaron Rodgers throw a pick?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Will Joe Flacco throw a pick?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Will there be talk about the bad grass from the pit game?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
By Rodgers after the game.
No doubt. Crazy stat of the game for me. Jonnu Smith and Caleb Johnson both have a rushing touchdown.
Ooh, I like that. Kyle Duggar with the pick.
That's not crazy. Chris Boswell is going to slip and fall, but he's going to kick the ball through the uprights for the game-winning field goal.
All right.
I like both of yours better than mine. Here's my final score prediction. 48-35.
Who?
Steelers.
Okay.
Big 12 game breaking out.
30-27 Steelers.
Hmm. 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 37-34 Steelers.
We all got high scoring games. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. Lee Sterling at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Tyler Palko at 9:35. We've been told there's a chance that Pat McAfee could be calling in if he can make some time because it's a crazy day for him. If he does, we'll get out of our break. If we're in the middle of that, we'll get to him immediately. It is time to go around the world of football. Usually we go around the NFL. Some massive ACC games this weekend that are of importance to Pitt. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Lee Sterling will predict the future coming up in about 10 minutes. Had a winning record last week. He's been kicking butt in November. So, Mr. Dickerson, NC State at Miami. Now, Pitt can take care of business, obviously. Just beat Miami. See ya. They're not tied. Miami's not really a factor in the race. But I think you want underdogs to win in the ACC. Georgia Tech at Boston College. I don't really see BC winning that football game.
No, unfortunately.
They're very bad.
Yep.
North Carolina, Wake Forest. That game doesn't matter. Virginia and Duke is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia at Duke. Duke is 4-1 despite being 5-4 on the season. Virginia, one of the top 2 teams in the ACC. So I think what Pitt needs to happen, I guess, is I don't know.
Well, Duke only has 1 loss, right, in the ACC?
Yeah.
They need Virginia to beat Duke, right?
But Virginia also only has 1 loss.
But that
I tried to do a stupid thing there. I was going to try to figure out tiebreakers on the fly, and you know what? I apologize wholeheartedly for that. Really stupid. So you know what Pitt should do? I just win out.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah, I just win out and then let the chips fall where they may. What the hell am I doing here? That was the longest pause in the history of Crowley on the radio.
I was trying to figure it out too, though. I was pausing too.
That's why we got the music on. Maybe pot it down just a smidge here, Harry, in the background. Big NFL games this weekend. The night games are banging.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs at Broncos. The Broncos are 8-2 at home and yet a 3.5-point dog to the Chiefs. Prediction time. If the Broncos win, they're going to win the division. If they lose, even though it'll still be a 2-game gap, I bet you the Chiefs come back and win the division.
Yep.
You like that one?
I do.
All right.
I agree.
Lions-Eagles Sunday night.
Lions are going to smash the Eagles.
The Eagles are, they don't look like the Eagles.
They never do until they do.
Right.
You know, like they do this every year, every single year.
Philly a slight 2.5 point favorite, but I'm with you on that. And they've been flirting with a loss.
Yep.
And eventually you just get, God, it is the NFL, and the Lions are damn good. And the Lions might have just had their toe-stubbing moment whenever they lost a couple of weeks ago.
To the Vikings?
That is correct. Seahawks and Rams a banger on Sunday at 4:05 too, Doran.
Big time.
I think Seattle could be the best team in the NFC.
I agree.
And if it's not them, I think the Rams could be the best team in the NFC.
Absolutely.
Winner's the best team in the NFC?
Yes.
I like it. And then Monday Night Football, Cowboys, Raiders. Oh, God.
That's just awful.
Can't do it to myself. Won't do it to myself.
Oh.
I am refusing to watch that game at a protest.
Oh. Oh.
Beyond ugly. Lee Sterling will get into some of the bigger games of the weekend and make his predictions when we come back. We are going to see our guy Jameis Winston play, Doran. Packers at Giants. I could see the Giants on the back of Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
You didn't let me do the thing.
Oh, I did to the Steelers, and that's where you're going.
I was going to do a whole elaborate setup there. I think Jameis Winston gets it done. The Packers, they stubbed their toes. We saw it last year with Jameis Winston in Cleveland. And I do think that there's something to be said about like a new coach bump. Like you fire Dable, you play hard for the new guy, you want to prove your worth, and Jameis, he's going to say some goofy stuff pregame, and it's going to get done.
Yep.
I allowed the tiebreaker procedure to screw me up the entire segment there. The ACC conference standings just broke my damn brain.
And we still haven't figured it out.
No, I haven't figured it out. I stopped trying to figure it out. Smarter people than me can figure it out. Pitt win the final three games. Win those two ACC games, and you're going to have a shot to play in the ACC championship, and then maybe the college football playoff. I seriously have a migraine now. Damn ACC standings. Lee Sterling will give his thoughts on Pitt-Notre Dame coming up next. His thoughts on Steelers-Bengals. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 53, low of 32. Tomorrow, game day. High is 60, low of 42, 70% chance of rain. It's Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.